the ceiling and the frieze. The sala of the Svizzeri was the first antechamber of the papal legate's apartment. It takes its name from the Swiss guards that used to stand guard in this room. Between 1934 and 1935, under the supervision of the engineer and art historian Guido Zucchini, major restoration work was carried out on the ceiling, floor, and frieze. The ceiling was restored by the painter Giovanni Questa, who largely integrated the missing parts with modern mottoes, symbols, and coats of arms of his own design. The 17th century frieze was severely damaged during the building of a second ceiling, now removed, and again later, in 1877, when the battlement on the outside of the palace was redone. It was restored and partly repainted by Antonio Maria Nardi and Alberto Negroni. The frieze is divided up by several architectonic frames through which female figures representing the virtues cast a downward gaze. The virtues were based on
Cesare Pippa
iconology. Monochrome telemoons following the Carracci's decorative repertoire are interposed between the frames. Carlo Cesare Malvasia, a Bolognese 17th century art historian, attributed the decoration to Giovanni Luigi Verlesio, a pupil of the Carracci's who also worked as an engraver and miniaturist for the Anziani, the magistrates ruling Bologna, and for the university. The frieze can be easily dated, due to the arms of the most eminent ecclesiastical figures of the time, as well as that of the town of Bologna. On the entrance wall is the coat of arms of Cardinal Barberini, later Pope Urban VIII, who was legate of Bologna in 1611, while on the opposite side are those of the vice-legate, Lorenzo Megalotti of Pope Paul V Borghese, and of Scipio Borghese, Archbishop of Bologna. This decoration was probably commissioned by Cardinal Barberini himself, who, on his arrival in Bologna, helped Vallesio to obtain the job of decorating the apse of the St. Dominic Chapel in the Church of St. Dominic. He was soon replaced by Guido Reni. The bronze and copper statue of Pope Alexander VII, now in the Sala Farnese, originally stood in this room. It was produced in 1660 by Doris Tantidosio, a Tuscan goldsmith. The statue was moved to the university museums after the Napoleonic invasion and taken back to the Sala Farnese in 1845 during the restoration work to the palace, a decision by papal authorities in order to return the palace to its former appearance.